Get back to Irene, Vivian said. She's the one we're talking about. Irene and my aunt want from me what Miss Emma wants from Jefferson, I said. I don't know if Miss Emma ever had anybody in her past that she could be proud of. Possibly, maybe not. But she wants that now, and she wants it from him. Irene and my aunt want it from me. Miss Emma knows that the state of Louisiana is about to take his life, but before that happens, she wants something to remember him by. Irene and my aunt both know that one day I will leave them, but they are not about to let me go without a fight. It's the same thing, the very same thing. Miss Emma needs a memory. Do you know what she told me when I sat on the bed? That Reverend Ambrose and I should get along, and together we should try to reach Jefferson. Why not only Reverend Ambrose? Why not only the soul? No, she wants memories, memories of him standing like a man. Oh, she will meet him soon, and she knows that, but she wants memories, if only for a day, an hour, here on Earth. Do you understand? No, Vivian said. She wasn't drinking anymore. Let me explain it to you. Let me see if I can explain it to you, I said. The brandy was really working well now. We black men have failed to protect our women since the time of slavery. We stay here in the South and are broken, or we run away and leave them alone to look after the children and themselves. So each time a male child is born, they hope he will be the one to change this vicious circle, which he never does. Because even though he wants to change it, and maybe even tries to change it, it is too heavy a burden because of all the others who have run away and left their burdens behind. So he too must run away if he is to hold on to his sanity and have a life of his own. I can see by your face you don't agree, so I'll try again. What she wants is for him, Jefferson, and me to change everything that has been going on for 300 years. She wants it to happen so in case she ever gets out of her bed again, she can go to that little church there in the quarter and say proudly, "You see, I told you he was a man." And if she dies an hour after that, all right. But what she wants to hear first is that he did not crawl to that white man, that he stood at that last moment and walked. Because if he does not, she knows that she will never get another chance to see a black man stand for her. And for my aunt and Irene, it is the same. Who else does my aunt have? She has never been married. She raised my mother because my mother's mother, who was her sister, gave my mother to her when she was only a baby, to follow a man whom the South had run away, just as my own mother and my own father left me with her for greener pastures. And for Irene and for others there in the quarter, it's the same. They look at their fathers, their grandfathers, their uncles, their brothers, all broken. They see me and I, who grew up on that same plantation, can teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. I can give them something that neither a husband, a father, nor a grandfather ever did. So they want to hold on as long as they can, not realizing that their holding on will break me too. That in order for me to be what they think I am, what they want me to be, I must run as the others have done in the past. I drank. Now do you see? Do you see? Will that circle ever be broken? I drank some ice water to chase down the brandy. It's up to Jefferson, my love.